castrated.
He'd be a bar.
Okay. The stiff hair on a hog's neck is called what?
Bristle.
Okay. And the long teeth that some of the wild hogs
have. Tushes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
When you take a male animal, a horse or a bull calf or a boar or even a male cat or something, and you work on them so that they won't breed, what do you do to them?
Castrate them.
Okay. When a calf is being weaned, when it's taken away from its mother, what would you call the sound it makes? Would you say it's a bawl or a bleat or a blate?
It's a bawling.
Okay.
Because calf does bawl.
What do cows do? Do they low or moo? Or?
Oh, yeah. They moo.
Okay. What does a horse do?
Knickers.
Okay. What about a hen that's sitting on eggs? You'd say she's a...
Sitting.
Okay. What do you keep chickens in?
Well, we keep ours out here on the yard. We got a coop built out there to feed them in. Get a chicken coop to put them in, get them... That is, you can feed them in there.
Mm-hmm. What about when you cook a chicken and you're eating it, do you get the part of the bone that you used to pull on and make a wish?
Mm-hmm.
What's that called?
Breastbone.
Okay. You ever hear it called a wishbone or the pulley bone?
Yes. I pulled them things. So you'd get married for it.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, pulley bone.
What about the... Sometimes when you used to, you know, butcher hogs or butcher cattle, did you have anything that you called the insides of them that you could eat?
Oh, yeah.
What'd you call that?
The liver.
Okay.
Liver and inside of a cow.
Yeah.
Well, you can eat the liver.
Okay.
And
what about the inside of a hog?
Well, you can eat his liver.
Okay. Did you ever hear it called haslet or chitlins or anything like that?
Oh yeah, but that's the entrails.
Oh, I see.
Take the entrails and make chitlins out of them. Of course, that's the inside of a hog.
Yeah. I used to get, there's the chitlins and cracklins we used to make when we butchered.
Yeah.
And I used to get so sick on those cracklins, they're greasy, you know, and I eat too many of them every time.
Man, I've eaten a million. I like them.
Oh, they're fine.
I would diet some of them now, good fresh ones.
My dad loves crackling bread.
my man and my wife has too, made many a pan of crackling bread.
Yeah.
And take that tough and sweet milk.
Oh, boy, that's really fine. If you were going to go down and if it came time to go feed the animals, you'd say, well, it's...
Feed time?
Okay. If you wanted to call the cows in out of the pasture, how would you do it?
Swoop!
Okay. And what would you say to a cow to make them stand still while
you're... Saw, gal.
Okay. How would you call a calf?
Huh?
How would you call a calf? Would you call? Have any certain call for a calf?
Yeah, he'd say, sukave, sukave.
Okay.
One way.
That's right. I've heard that many a time. Do you have any, what would you say to a mule or a horse to make him turn right when you're plowing him?
Gee.
All right, and to make him turn left.
Ha.
Okay.
Whoa.
Yeah,
stop.
Make him stop.
Come
what about, calls to horses to bring them in from pasture. Do you ever have anybody call in a horse?
Well, I've called in a million. Corp, corp, corp.
Okay.
Whew, you whistling. I can't whistle out my teeth and I can't hardly do that.
What about calling pigs?
Piggy, piggy.
Okay.
Whoop, pig-whoop.